Hello everyone, this is Akila, your training partner in UGC English Preparation. In this audio lecture, I'm going to discuss about WH Auden. So let's get started with today's lecture. WH Auden, A-U-D-E-N, 1907 to 1973. He was an Anglo-American poet born in England. He got his education from Oxford University. At Oxford, Auden and his fellow graduates, that is Cecil D. Lewis, Louis MacNeice, Christopher Isherwood and Stephen Spender became part of group known as Oxford Group or the Auden Generation. These poets are also called as the poets of 1930s. Auden became famous as a leader of this group of young intellectual English poets, and they are strongly influenced by modernism during their early stage. Their middle stage incorporated Marxist and Freudian themes, and his late stage was more conversational and dealt with Christianity. He used both formal and free verse. Auden's first volume of poetry, Poems, was dedicated to Christopher Isherwood and published in the year 1928. He also collaborated with Isherwood on a number of plays. Auden and Isherwood share a homosexual relationship. Now let's get started with the famous poems of W.H. Auden. First one is Funeral Blues, 1936. The subtitle of this poem is Stop All the Clocks. The poet mourns the death of his lover, his everything. The poet calls for the clocks to be stopped, the telephone to be cut off, and the dog and piano silenced. Prevent the dog from barking with juicy bones, the famous line of this poem. He incorrectly thought their love would last forever. The second poem is September 1, 1939. Auden wrote this poem in the eve of 1930s decade when Poland was attacked by Hitler as the beginning of Second World War. He smells the odors of the dead bodies and bombing in the night of September 1, 1939, and he called the decade of 1930s as low dishonest decade. The leaders of the future will explain to school children and the average people how the cultural problems, racial biases, and regional conflicts from the time of Martin Luther to the time of Hitler led to the war. The third poem is Spain. The poem charts the glorious rise of Spanish civilization, but today, however, the Spanish Civil War makes the present time a struggle. The future looks promising, but today's struggle might mean such a future never comes, since history will depend on what the people will do. This poem he wrote after witnessing directly or taking part in the Spanish Civil War. The fourth poem is Musee de Beaux-Arts, MuseDesBeauxArts. Musee de Beaux-Arts was published in the year 1939. The poet gazes upon the paintings of old masters and notes how well they show human unconcern for the tragedy of others, such as the Bruegel's painting of the Fall of Icarus. He visited the museum and wrote this poem. The fifth poem is In Memory of W.B. Yeats, written in the year 1940. Yeats died on a cold, dark day, and it is an elegy written to mourn the death of W.B. Yeats. But it's quite different from conventional elegy. Traditionally, in an elegy, all nature is represented as mourning the death. But here, nature is represented as going on its course, indifferent and unaffected. The sixth poem is In Memory of Sigmund Freud. The seventh one is Nightmare. The eighth one is Average. In the Average poem, two parents, they are peasants, they work really hard to bring up the child and they have great expectations. The child breaks under the pressure of their expectations, feeling too ordinary to do justice to their parents' sacrifice, and he starts to run. The ninth poem is For the Time Being, published in the year 1944. Subtitle is A Christmas Oratorio. It's a series of dramatic monologue, and Auden retells a Christmas story. The tenth poem here is The Sea and the Mirror, and with a subtitle A Commentary on Shakespeare's The Tempest. It was one of the long poems, and Auden regarded the poem as my Ars Poetica. In the same way, I believe The Tempest to have been Shakespeare's. The poem is a series of dramatic monologues spoken by the characters in Shakespeare's play after the end of the play itself. The next work is The Age of Anxiety, a Baroque Eclogue. It's a long poem in six parts and written mostly in a modern version of Anglo-Saxon alliterative verse. The poem deals in eclogue form with a man's quest to find substance and identity in a shifting and increasingly industrialized world. The poem is set in a wartime bar in New York City, and Auden uses four characters to explore and develop his themes. The poem won the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry in the year 1948. The 12th work of W.H. Auden is The Shield of Achilles, published in the year 1955. It has won the National Book Award for Poetry in the year 1956. Thetis, the mother of Achilles in Greek mythology, looks at the shield hung over the shoulder of her son. The shield was made by Hephaestus, the Greek blacksmith for gods. She had expected to see olive trees and vines and marble cities and ship on windy seas carved on the shields, but it looks quite different for her now. The shield has a forced and artificial wilderness under a leaden sky. It gives a plain look with bare and brown land ready for war. Auden compares this depiction of the artificial and deserted life of the contemporary wasteland. This is a modern wasteland full of puppets like people who are unable to think for themselves and unconsciously follow the leaders and rulers. They are hollow within. That is, Thetis expected somewhat, means the she expected the shield to be like made of all representation of Greek olives and wines, marble cities, like a, such a pleasant features on the shield. But now the shield, what is made of is a barren land and gives a depiction of war. Modern life is shown so brutal and beastly that Thetis cries in horror at the end of the poem. Now let's move on to the plays of W.H. Auden. And the three plays were written in collaboration with Christopher Isherwood. The first one is Dog Beneath the Skin. Dog Beneath the Skin is a play in three acts, and it is an important contribution to English poetic drama in the 1930s. The Dog Beneath the Skin was staged in 1935. The play describes the quest by the hero Alan Norman. Alan Norman was in a quest to find Sir Francis Crewe. Sir Francis Crewe was a missing heir of Honeypot Hall in Crewe. The quest takes him on a satiric journey through Europe and England, accompanied by a large dog who proves to be Sir Francis in disguise. That is, the large dog is nothing but Sir Francis in disguise. Auden and Isherwood wrote two versions of the play. In Isherwood's version, which appears in the printed text, Sir Francis denounces the villagers and leaves to join a vaguely defined revolutionary movement. In Auden's revised version, which was performed on stage, Sir Francis denounces the villagers and is killed. The second play of this collaboration of W.H. Auden and Isherwood is The Ascent of F6, a Tragedy. It's a play in two acts. It has been seen as a parable about will, leadership, and the nature of power. All these three are the matters of great concern in Europe during that time. The play tells the story of Michael Ransom, a climber. He accepts the offer of the British press and government to sponsor an expedition to the peak of F6. The F6 is a mountain on the border of British colony and the colony of a fictional country of Austria. Ostnia, Austria. Ransom is distraught by his haste to complete the expedition ahead of Austrian climbers. The third play is On the Frontier, a melodrama. The subtitle is A Melodrama. This is a play in two acts. The play tells the story of the outbreak of war between the fictional European countries of Austria and Westland. The play ends in a visionary scene between the two lovers who have never met in real life. This is the end of the audio lecture. All right, now you have a lot of information to observe, so feel free to replay this audio clip to get thorough with the topics. Stay motivated and have fun learning English literature. This is Akila signing off. Until the next audio lecture, goodbye.